fuck's sake. You're on the radio. 101.
Generation Annihilation.
I just want some gay.
99% are unhappy with their lives anyway.
Get up here.
On the streets.
Full of problems.
Hey, everyone's around. Come on, put your hands up.
Everybody in the world, this is David Dichter, millions of dead cops, and you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada. And I just want to say no war, no KKK, no fascist USA.
And I just want to say it's a lovely day up here in the University of British Columbia. Yes, you're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, 101.9 FM, and cable, www.citr.ca online, and channel 717 on TELUS Digital Cable. Yes, my name is Aaron. The show is Generation Annihilation. I am back here, and it looks like I'm going to be back here indefinitely. Yes, we had some sports broadcasts there last week. You probably heard Powercore doing an extra hour. Yeah, playing some sort of, I guess, metalcore and stuff like that in the first hour. So, yes, thanks to Metal Ron and Jeff the Metal Pimp for filling in. And, yeah, if there's something you'd like to hear, 604-822-247. That is 604-UBC-CITR. Started things off with MDC, John Wayne Was a Nazi, going back to 1982, the first MDC album. Millions of Dead Cops. I got to see MDC last week with the Restarts, the Blood Clots, the Dreadful Children last week in Seattle, Washington. Not a lot of people, especially for a Saturday night. Couldn't have been more than 120 or so people there. And, yeah, seems like the crowd had cleared out a little bit for MDC, and by the end of the set, MDC were literally playing to about 10 or 20 people. I gotta say, as a five-piece, you know, a lot of members on the stage, they played the songs tight enough. For some reason, though, the set really didn't seem to flow properly, but, hey, we all have a bad night, don't we? There was, however, a lot of people at the world premiere of Bloody But Unbowed last Thursday. Jeez, what a great film. documenting the early Vancouver punk scene from the late 70s, very early 80s. Very impressive documentary. And yes, Suzanne Tabata, she did a great job. And yeah, she was a DJ up here at CITR about 30 years ago when she discovered punk rock. And yeah, it was a sold-out affair. And yeah, they are adding a second show to it, and that's tomorrow at 2 p.m. at the Cinematheque. That's Bloodied But Unbowed, the documentary of early Canadian punk. And we're going to hear some early Canadian punk that was featured in the film. And yeah, this band was featured, although their singer, Joey Shithead Keithley, couldn't make it. But he was he did a brief introduction saying, sorry, I can't make it here. I'm in Germany with my band DOA, but check out this documentary. It's a great testament to the early Vancouver punk scene. And yeah, it couldn't have been any better. It was short to the point, a little bit longer than an hour, but very less. And yeah, like I said, tomorrow, 2 p.m., it's premiering. It's playing again at Cinematheque. So yeah, we're going to get into some DOA, who were featured quite a bit in the film, and deservingly so. Here we go.
CITR 101.9 FM. That's right. That's right.
Smart. punk. The Skirt Whites, they were dead when they were born. In the smashing phrase.
Thank you. CITR is super popular. We've partnered with great local businesses to bring all our friends discounts in their communities. Say you like to kick it in kits. Show your friends of CITR card at Banyan Books, Baru Cafe, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh is Best Salsa, Grindhouse Video, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Royce Clothing and Shoes, Rufus's Guitar Shop, Spank Shoes, and Spank Clothing, and save. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
Be happy.
And in the last sets, we heard from five Vancouver Canadian acts that were around from the at the very beginning of the Vancouver punk, the first wave of it, and all the bands that I played were featured in the film Bloodied But Unbowed. And in case you didn't know, Bloodied But Unbowed, which is playing again tomorrow at 2 p.m. at the Cinematheque. Bloodied But Unbowed, the title comes from a DOA record, which was a compilation from 78 to 1983, and we heard a track from the Bloodied But Unbowed release, Unknown by DOA, followed with the Subhumans brand new recording Same Thoughts Different Day, which is a re-recording of the classic Incorrect Thoughts Dead at Birth. And I was sitting next to Wimpy, Sunny Boy Roy, Brian Goble from the Subhumans at the film, and there was a big part on the Subhumans, obviously. And there was a big part on Jerry Hanna and the Squamish Five and the whole direct action thing, which he renounces now being a part of. We heard a track called Dead at Birth. And we follow with the Young Canadians, No Escape compilation, track called Auto Man. Probably my favorite Young Canadians song and one of my favorite songs ever. Great track. Young Canadians featuring Art Bergman, who is in the film. He's visited at his ranch at Airdrie, Alberta, and he's not doing so well these days. He doesn't look so well. He's had quite a life. It was kind of sad to see him and some other guys. At least they're still around, but they're definitely not young spring chickens anymore. We followed with the Modernettes, Get It Straight from the Get It Straight compilation. And we heard a track called Surf City Strangler. And yeah, the Modernettes, both Mary Jo and Buck Cherry were featured in the film. I don't think they talk anymore. They're both talking at different parts. And yes, Mary Jo now lives on a ranch. And yeah, she was doing some target practicing. And we followed with the You Jerks from the Vancouver Complication album. Yeah, going back to 1979 originally. And yeah, the You Jerks were part of the... what did they call it in the film? The art punk scene. Yeah, there's features. There's different features in this film, and yeah, the You Jerks were part of that. And we had a track called You Jerks Work for Peace. I didn't realize on the back of this record, there's a picture of a spray painted wall, and this is in fact the Plaza Club, which is no longer, or the Plaza House, which is no longer in existence in Vancouver. I got to see the Spores' final show there. I think that might have been one of the last shows. This was in the late 80s. But I didn't realize that this place had been going since the 70s. And right now, on the same block, it's the same... I think it's literally next door to the Alf House, which does punk shows. And, yeah, I think DOA had a house there as well. So, yeah, good history, good value. Check out the film. They got a website, thepunkmovie.com, and yes, once again, it plays tomorrow at Cinematheque. Buy the DVD when it comes out, and see the edited version on the Knowledge Network, I believe it comes out. So yes, some good Vancouver punk. We're going to get into some Montreal punk right now. This is an old axe with a brand new recording. Revamps, I never heard them back in the day, but yeah, this is a brand new recording, brand new act from the Unlearned Butchers of Warfare. We're going to hear the title track. This one is on Schizophrenic Records out of Ontario. So yeah, let's get into it. Here it is.
We'll be right back. design, force them into action. Watch them all conspire. An arrow smoking gun. It's a city on fire. Does it get any better than this? All I can smell is a perfume and piss. Perfume and piss. Perfume and piss. This punishment of luxury that we all tolerate. No self-serving servants we all love to hate. I'm in a torture chamber, labeled as a liar. I've got an orange jumpsuit and an electric razor wire. Does it get any better than this? All I can smell is a perfume and piss. Perfume and piss.
From GBH, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We'll be right back.
Ryan with Hellshock, and you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Party on, Vancouver.
And in that last set, we ended things off with The Complications, their latest on Feral Ward Records track called Images. Complications out of Montreal. Germ Attack in the set before that from their latest release. It's on Loud Punk Records out of New York. Germ Attack from Ottawa, Ontario. Name of the release is Crux Shadow. We heard a track called Life in Exile. GBH in the set before Germ Attack from the Perfume and Piss brand new reissue from this long-running act from Birmingham, England. Heard the title track, Perfume and Piss. And we start things off with the Unlearned Butchers of Warfare on Schizophrenic Records out of Hamilton, Ontario. And the Unlearned revamped classic hardcore acts. And they now have two of the members from Inepsy, Shanny and somebody else. So yeah, that's really cool. And I'm told that Inepsy will be coming here in the summer. So yeah, just keep your ears open for that. And right about now, we're going to get into the latest release from Defect Defect on Generation Annihilation, CITR.
We'll be right back. This is Lenny of Mass Grave. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Crust.
One.
The show you're listening to is Generation Annihilation on CITR, and in that last set, we heard a bunch of tracks, starting off with Defect. It's their latest full-length, and it's on Residue Records. We heard a track called Stolen Ground. We followed with some Washington, D.C. hardcore, going back to the early 80s, Marginal Man Identity on Discord Records. Pandora's Box was the name of the track. Followed with a Mystic Records release from the 80s, Rat Pack. We heard a track called Lungfish from them. Followed with a brand new 7-inch by UX Vileheads, the title track Catch 22, and this is brand new on Sorry State Records. And we followed with some AK-47 out of Victoria. We had a track called Your Parents Failed. This is on Reason Records. Following with some Vile Gash, 30-second blast from them, and this is a new 7-inch as well, and it's on Youth Attack Records. And we follow with brand new Total Abuse from an LP called Mutt. This is brand new as well. It's from a release called Post-Present Medium, and yeah, we got about 10 minutes left in the show, so how about we listen to some Doom? We'll be right back.
burn in the sun. The values feeding, tell a fucking lie. Numbers are right, fortunes are beset, fortunes come away. Forever could it be?
We are winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation, and we heard two tracks in that last set. A little quick blast of UK hardcore, the Verruckers, their latest Killing Myself to Live, and we heard from Doom from the Fuck Peaceful double LP re-release. We had a track called No Thoughts, and at the time in the 90s, Doom was mad at their record label Peaceful for signing to Music for Nations, because they said they would never sign their stuff over to a major label, and sure enough, they did. But now it's re-released here, and it's on, grab the record here, 2LPs, Twisted Chords Records out of Germany. Yes, this was originally recorded in 1995, so here you get 37 tracks of Doom. And Doom are pretty cool. And yeah, we got about another 5 minutes to go here. So yeah, going to talk about a show that's happening May 28th. That's Friday. Doors are at 9. Show is at 9:30. All the way from Calgary, Alberta, celebrating 15 years of playing excellent punk rock, we got Knucklehead, and joining them will be the Vicious Cycles for their 7-inch release party. The Transmitters and Rich Hope, so yes, check that out. It'll be really cool. And we got Power Chord coming at you up next, and we're going to take you into Power Chord quite nicely here with a Toronto act. They're called Rammer, and yeah, I hope I got this one on the right speed. If not, I've got it on 33. If it's 45, I'm going to have to hit the 45 button. So if it sounds a bit slow at first, fear not, it'll speed up. So yes, this is Rammer, and they're doing a cover of Laz Rocket's Leatherface. So yeah, stay tuned to Power Chord up next. Download the podcast of this show later on today, www.citr.ca. And yeah, playlists of the show are always available later on, www.streetpunkradio.com. Stay tuned for Power Chord up next. This is Rammer. Here we go.
Hey, welcome to CITR 101.9 FM to Power Chord. This is Jeff.
And Metal Ron.
And number one, we'd like to apologize.
Yeah, definitely. We didn't expect to be here today.
So, but we are here, and we're happy to be here.
Yes.
Hope you guys are too.
One more time.
Don't apologize.
No,
we had a great show.
No, just last week we did it. We're like, we said
we'll be back sometime. You know, who
we didn't
knows
know,
when,
but things happen.
Things happen, and all of a sudden we got one more week. So,
so cool. Sweet. So we're gonna thrash your ears
with
some
thrash
more metal.
Your eardrums out, and I'll start off with a quick bit of news that's happened this week. A lot of reformations, just kind of unbelievable, actually, out of left field. That's for sure.
Not all reformations are good, though.
Yeah, this could be a good thing as long as you can stay with the band. Joey Belladonna's back in Anthrax.
Don't care.
They're probably going to redo a couple of the songs from the last album and write some new ones. So we are going to see a new Anthrax album, maybe different from the original one they had worked on with Dan Nelson.
They'll probably be doing a tour, Spread the Disease in its entirety.
Yeah, you never know. Another band that got back together that threw both me and Jeff just out of left field is Sanctuary, one of the great...
That is pretty crazy.
That is really crazy. Worrell didn't give any hints about that at all when Worrell Dane played here recently, but Sanctuary, of course, was the band before Nevermore, and Worrell Dane, Jim Shepherd were in the band, and they reformed. They're going to do some shows. I don't know if they're really going to do an album, but God
knows.
Doesn't he have enough? You know, he's got the new Nevermore album come out, and then he's touring. He's got probably working on a new solo album.
Who knows?
Another workaholic here. Let's see. What was the other thing? Oh, yeah. Very interesting for you old school people out there. Agent Steel. Remember them from the 80s from L.A. speed metal band? Well, their latest singer, Bruce, has left the band. And guess who's rejoined? John Sarris, the original vocalist. And we never thought we'd ever see that. So now Agent Steel is just about back to the original lineup. So that's kind of what this set's going to be, kind of like my return set. And I'm going to start off with a band that also got back together, although it's not all the original members. There's one different guy, maybe two. Udo decided that he's not going to be part of this reformation, but accept of reformed. And they've got a brand new album coming out called Blood of Nations. They just played New York recently and blew everybody away. Really good set. The new material sounds really good, and their singer is none other than, if you listen to Power Chord for years, New York band T.T. Quick. Well, Mark Tarillo is now Accept's vocalist, and boy, he sure has a lot of Udoisms in his voice. You'll hear that when I play this. So this is actually the first single, and they've done a video for this too. This is Accept, brand new, and this is a track called Teutonic Terror. So here we go, Power Chord, CITR.